Welcome. My name is April Kirkwood. I am an author and mental health counselor, and we're here to talk about a very serious subject. It happens to over 50% of everybody on the planet. I think it's going down a little bit, but it's about divorce and the three reasons why it truly occurs. Now, we're going to think about the normal things that people come in and say to one another or say to their family or their friends. We grew apart. We just didn't have the same core values anymore. He was unfaithful. She cheated. Financially, it took us down. Family members drove us apart. What else do I always hear? Kids, you know, we fought over kids. Blended families are always a big reason we think people get divorced, but I don't agree with that. You know, there's something that happens between point A and point B. When you fall in love, you make a legal commitment in front of God and the world to tell everyone, including each other, that you love each other and you want to spend the rest of their lives together as man and wife. To be when they can't even barely look at each other and they are throwing in the towel, as well as their home, their children, their rings, their jewelry, and their financial commitment. What happens in between A and B on that continuum that makes marriages crash and burn? Number one, is laziness. The first reason, the true reason why people get divorced is laziness. That's right, laziness. First of all, they didn't even see the warning signs that they're drifting apart. Second of all, marriage is not something outside of itself. It's not like buying a book and then you put it nicely on the shelf and you think the book will be okay. It is a living being commitment. It has its own spiritual life force in it. And what would you do if you had a car and you never put oil in it? You never put gas in it? You never checked the lights? You never got a license plate renewal? Eventually, your car would fall apart and be worthless. Laziness, ladies and gentlemen. Number one, see what's going on. Talk and listen. Talk and listen. Example, chatty girls like me. Honey, talk to me. I need to talk to you about this. Now, it may be silly to you. It may seem stupid. It may seem frivolous, but she wants to talk. Stop what you're doing and listen. Look at her and listen. Don't just think about what you're going to say in response to her, okay? Whether she's whining, complaining, has a problem she needs solved. Don't. Just be present. Listen. Ladies, if he comes home and you're busy and he's had a rough day and he comes home and just wants to start spouting off, probably at a very inconvenient time, there is no inconvenient time for love. There is no inconvenient time for bonding and communicating and meshing and connecting. These are the things that keep a marriage together. I've seen many couples go through unfaithful experiences, losses, bankruptcy, addiction, and somehow they made it. Why? Because they weren't lazy. It's not a piece of property that when you get married, you can set it over there and go about your daily life. That's not the way it works. Number two, lack of communication. It seems silly, but you are not telling the truth. So now that you're listening and being able to become attuned, are you really going to say the truth? I'm feeling very isolated from you. You've got to be real. I'm feeling that we're drifting apart. You've got to put it out there, ladies and gentlemen, I know we don't want to because we don't want to risk hurting our partner's feelings. But if you don't tell her or him what's going on inside of your mind, your body, and soul, who is going to tell them? They're not mind readers. That's why the psychic business makes billions and billions and billions of dollars a year, because people want to know what's going on with somebody else. Wouldn't it be easier if you just came? You remember you love them at one time. Come to them. This isn't feeling right for me. I feel you distant. So talking and listening and then communicating the right messages, your truth. They loved you before and you were truthful. Catch it before it's too late. Number three. The number three reason for divorce is high expectations. Nobody knows what marriage is, okay? It's not just going to Sandals and making love 17 hours of the day and being drunk the other ones and dancing under the moonlight. It does have experiences like that. But when your expectations are unrealistic, when you're up here, you can only go down. Seriously, people have been married through their husbands being away in war, becoming disabled, losing all of their wealth, having a sick child, having a child that passes away, and they don't throw it away. They seem to maintain everything they said to one another at the altar. What are your expectations? You know, statistically, women who have these big, huge weddings and the expensive wedding gowns have the highest expectations. I'm not saying don't have a beautiful wedding, because I love weddings. But that's not marriage. The wedding lasts 3 hours. It's not marriage. What is marriage? Going through the ups and downs together, nurturing each other, making each other feel loved, helping each other achieve their personal goals, helping them be the best selves they can be. Realistically, people are always changing. Either they are going forwards or they are going backwards. Realistically, relationships are not static. They are either moving forwards or moving backwards. Don't be lazy. Learn how to communicate what's happening within your being, your feelings, your thoughts. And be realistic in your expectations. Divorce has done more damage to children, families, communities than any other event in our society. Families are the cornerstone of America, of every great community, of every great person. They always say, behind a great man is a wife standing there. Children with parents that are together statistically do better than parents who are divorced. It doesn't have to be, but statistics. Don't be a statistic. Prove yourself wrong by paying attention, being alert. Marriage is one of the most beautiful, sacred, intimate commitments there are. Please, don't waste your whole life thinking, I wish I would have known then what I know now. Sign up. Subscribe to this YouTube. Let me know, why do you think you got divorced? Were you feeling isolated and that's what led you into the arms of another lover? Did you feel lost and anxious and confused, and that's why you struck out physically? Or underneath it all, was there something else? Loneliness, fear, isolation, and hurt. Until we meet again, I love you, I praise you, I appreciate you. You are God's child. Great things happen to you and nothing can stop it. And so it is. Subscribe. Let me know what you think about this.